electrical management out of your spending. Run it like a bar, take your steel, see, three cases, right, of gas, and she called this in my pocket. We saw three cases, I don't know if you guessed what we discussed yesterday. Looking around, you'll see clearly what's there, the three opinions. Rambam spent the time all on his own. Rambam writes in Perek Vav, and this was Gerish and Halacha Yud. Rambam lo eskabo lo gita lo eskela lo hela lo akash lipos akabot. Therefore, it's good. We do this discussion immediately. Rambam lo hole lo Okar, Shlichus HaKabbalah, Benach HaShlich HaBaal, Mechanim Amalo, Holech, Retain Lo, Okar Shlichus HaKabbalah. Some of the passing here in no uncertain terms, that's either Holech or Holech Retain, you uprooted it. Not your thing. It's not your thing. Fine, respect to Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam contradicts himself. True with respect to Holech, I'm consistent here with what he says in Hechoskir Matana. But with respect to pain, there's an inconsistency. Hoshet, Rabbeinu Pasek, with Perkdal, Hechoskir, with Matana, I forgot the whole Eklav Kitsi, pain, Havi Kitsi. There's a distinction between whole and pain. Right? Our Gemarans make no such distinction. Why? Because the Gemara at the very beginning of the Perek, posh to the Gemara, the Holek is Tzimim HaMitzin, where it says what? Holek Vitaimla. The clear of the Gemara is equating Holek and Tain. And the Rambam obviously distinguishes, otherwise it's contradictory with I'm again asking that Holek is not Gitzin and Hoskia Matana, and Tain is Gitzin. And Hilchos Gitzin, however, he seems to be saying no, that Holek and Tain is the same as Holek. Yeah, you run into all kinds of problems. The Rambam's against the Gemara, Rambam's against himself. It's a double whammy kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. Nope. You saw the kasha. Like the Teretz. The Teretz was given by the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said the Lecha Mishnah made a slight mistake over here. He understood that the two things, his whole life and his chain. And when it comes to whole life, the Rambam is consistent. When it comes to pain, it's A, there's an inconsistency in Rambam Bnei Obey between Zechiah Matana and Gerish. Gerish and pain is not to see, and Zechiah Matana is to see. That's problem number one. Problem number two, the Gemara seems to equate the beginning of the parak, when the Gemara is bringing Uriah back and forth, Hosh to the Gemara, the whole life is to see. But what does it say over there? Whole life is to see there that the Cain and Holech are identical. So the Gemara made one mistake. What's the mistake? He equated Cain itself with Holech and Cain. According to Gemara, three different things. It's Holech separately, it's Cain separately, and it's Holech and Cain. And that's the thing. See, the word Holech and Cain, when you mention both words back to back, that has a different halach. So let's see, Rambam is not contradictory. Rambam passed from Cain to Cain. Cain will be Kispi, both in it was the fear of Matana, and Cain will be Kispi, and it was Gerishin as well. But over here, when Rambam says it's not Kispi, he doesn't say Cain alone. He says very carefully, what did he say? He said Cain, Holech, or Holech for Cain law. So the fact that he uses the word Holech, in other words, there can be two kinds of expressions. There can be an expression which is a positive, and an expression is even a negative. And I think I told you already yesterday, without even getting to this draw, that the word Holech, because it has a connotation, you know, walk it over. Right? Holech, much of how you call it, walking. So if you're using the word Holech, even though you throw in addition the word Cain, it doesn't matter. The very use of the word Holech indicates not right away. Not until you finish walking over there. here's the gross language. Mufarish, the Rambam. The whole entertain, Shneyan Kama, because she taught them, to tame the food, Afamatana, his Kidami, again, turns out of the Kustia. So that we pass in, that whole entertain is like, we have the limitations of whole entertain. Pain itself is independent. The Ran disagrees. We saw it yesterday, the Rambam. The Rambam said the whole entertain, he said both. Whole or pain. And I equate the two, that's a whole new story. But the Rambam is very good. The love of Rambam is excellent. The Rambam is learning that the word holek is an impediment. The word holek holds back and say, walk it over. So I say, walk it over and give it to him. Even though I say give it to him, means right away. But the word holek not only does not add, it's a trap. The pain, pee is right away. Pain is right away. Holek is not right away. And holek retain, the holek is pee. I don't know, holek must be a sort of contradiction. But holek retain means that the pain should be reinterpreted. Pain by itself means right away. But pain preceded by the word holek, and the pain itself is reinterpreted. Pain is a little bit close in between holek and pee. So leave it, the past can leave pain by itself in this pee. But if you preceded with the term holek, the color of the definition of pain doesn't mean pee, it means only like holek, and it's not affected. I mean, this is what a Vilna Gaon, a beautiful shot, and all the kashrus in one shot. So all the kashrus of the definition of the Rambam are answered by the grah in one fell swoop. And it's kiddushin, look in the words of the Rambam. That holek v'tein are two separate things, the Rambam had it, but holek v'tein is one phrase, and the holek limits the tein, so the tein itself is conceived, it'll be conceived not only by matana, but by getu, but holek is not conceived, and holek v'tein, the tein is reinterpreted to mean a kind of a holek, and therefore it's not conceived. Beautiful child, the grok, gives it up, the sin of kuf, men, the shulchan aruch, the katan, the youth cat, part of a much longer piece, that's the key line of the Vilna Gaon. Fine. In this context, I have to discuss with you for a few more moments something she spoke about a while ago. And that is to go back to a Ran, that's the next part of the Mahama Kama. This is the Ran of that page. Hey, it's out there. If I turn there, please, if you don't mind. So we spoke about it in the past. I want to go over it and add interesting dimension. We mentioned already before that according to Shiva Sarif, it would appear from a strange dichotomy. Normally, we assume two things go together. If you call right away, you can no longer back out. One part. Call later on, then you can back out. That's intuition. That's common sense. That's how everyone else assumes in the whole wide world, except for the Rif. And I'm going to follow them. The Rif says, when it comes to the situation of a shikrur, of emancipating a slave, that although it's mafurish in the Mishnah of the Gemara, you cannot back out. Why? Because Zachar La'adam Shalom B'chal. The Mishnah is right over here in front of you. If you have the Rif, if you're open to the Rif, you see it on page 8, bottom of the page, the Mishnah says, you can't back out. He says, Zachar La'adam B'chal, and Chavar La'adam Ela B'chal. So it's good, so you can no longer back out. That's clear. If you can't back out, it's crystal clear. So the Rif says in the fifth line of page A, Hanimid is a Chazara, Lamati Rabbi is a Medrebe, Abel Abdel on Nafik Lacheris, Adamata Gita Liyad, if it's not, because the Mishnah which indicates that until the get Shikr gets to his hands, no. The Chazara is a Zachal Alevet, Abel Mepik Lacheris, Lo Nafik, Adamata Gita Liyad, but that's a crazy thing. And the Gemara, Helech Mother Lachloni, Shani Chayavlo, Amarav, Chayavach, where you saw, Vien Bolav, Zorena Koza, oh, this is a similar case. You can't back out, but the Tzia is not complete. This is the Rif sheet. Here's the Rif sheet. So the Ran says on this Rif, I quote the Rif, it's impossible. It's impossible. Can't be. Because he says, this is the second right line in the Rana Peche. He has Shalom HaKeng. He came and over the Zukam of the Chudami. Havik Ilu Higia Get Liyada Evet. I know. And on some of the days, our Daf, it says, Yisham Eskabal Higiti Vom Eholet Lekein Lo. Well, I'm in a pain to see. Migru Reshus Miyad. Shalom HaGet Liyad HaShaliyah. That's my first Nigamara. So the whole pain to see that she's Migru Reshus. I mean, this was against the Shaliyah's hand. So why over here do should we say that this is a dichotomy? You can't back out, but the gerushin is not chal right away. That's the problem why the Rishis, he claims, is an impossible shita. These two go together. You can't back out. What it means is, therefore, it's chal immediately. Finished. We're going to explain by Rikus Gedola why the Rikus is impossible. Ah, you have the Gemara now about Samuel Gimel, about which is the precedent for this, about giving back the Dikodon. No, he says, not as much customer as the last 3 lines of the target. The Ashkenazi Tia Kagada, Helikon Latoni, Hope Bosch, and Itaya, Kaibach, and Yusuf, and Hope. No! Ain, Rasa Tornain, Ain, Indian, Zed, Domo, and even Zed Cloud. Not related. Not the Varadino, who love Mister, love Mine, the Malva, Shigia, Mamma, the other. Yavina Mister, Kobu love. I will offer came in the Kusul, the Heaven, and the Son of the Shliach, the only reason why, in that kind of a case over there, we say that any of the lavza, so chayavach for Yusuf. Are you kidding? See, imagine the gift, we'll send it over to the malva. You won't give it to him in the give it to him. I thought he's going to lose it, and the malva should lose. You call that a skus? If the malva will lose, well, he left $1,000, gets it back, and the shliach loses it, and that amount doesn't get paid. That's crazy. That's why it's a little chayavach, right? It's not an absolute skus. If you're going to use the malva, you're going to assume a chayavach to lose all your money, the shliach loses it. But over here, by the time it's a shikrim, with an absolute source, it's certainly going to be high, everything is going to happen immediately. And the question, what's the shot in the rift? This rift, Omer Darshani, what is the shot in this rift? How do you understand this dichotomy? You can't back out, but at the same time, it hasn't taken effect. It's just against all of our intuition. Those should be able to go together. How about Talia? If you can back out, then that means it hasn't been dope yet. If you can't back out, maybe it was dope. If he wasn't dope, why can't you back out? That's the big question for Charlie Scott at the present time. Yes, sir. Right. And the question is whether I haven't gone in with you to speak in the first parak, if it's possible, if the machlok of Agamara, and the two are in the world on that inconsistent, cannot be reconciled. It's not our time to go down to the intricacies of the book of the first step. Just understand what exactly the risk is talking about. That's what I'm discussing. What does he mean? I found something interesting in the Stifler, on the piece about this. And it's called Simajid Bay, Kilos Yakov on Yitin. He talks about it. There's different shots, quite a few. I want to focus really on one. He based himself on a Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, and it ties itself in beautifully to what we saw last week. And so I want to mention this particular shot to you. Because the Gemara and Kiddushin have been tested, which we spoke mentioned briefly last week, the Kaddish Isha Le'acha Shloshim, Eina Yechol Olatava, I Otsi Dibu Mevatel Dibu, Yishlok Hashol, Shana Nesina Smol, Tar Isha, the Kemais Adami, the machlokas of Yochanan and Shlokas, you give the money to the woman, you have an intention of a 30-day time delay, the marriage is not completed until 30 days later, whether it's considered to be a lachli dibur, or considered to be a maitha. We have a rule. Otsi dibur mevatel dibur, lo otsi dibur mevatel maitha. There's a machlokas of Yochanan and Shlokas, you give a woman a ring, say, I'm marrying you a second 30 days hence. Is that considered a Dibur or a Maitre? We pass by Rabbi Yochanan considered to be a Dibur. This is what we saw the same for Imre Moshe, if you recall. He said that you see from this Gemara that the common sense conventional wisdom is wrong. We think that the Maitre condition is now and the Chalos is a month from now. That's how they train. And it's incorrect. Even the Maitre is not now. The Maitre may have happened. The ring is put on the finger now. But halakhically, the Maisa does not take effect, the action of Kedushin is not happening until a month from now. That's what the Gemara calls the coin to Rabbi Yochanan. It's called Dibur. Rish Lakish says it's called a Maisa. The Pasuk of Yochanan is considered to be in the category of Dibur. Oh, here's his main point. Of course, Rishonim will say, the Heka the awesome Maisa Alipta. He did a strong action. Moder of Yochanan. Shani Yochal of Vatlo Volatavo. Apalpi Shalom Kala Kinyan. Oh, he wants to say that according to Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, Lo Osi Dibur Mavatlo Maisa. So Rish Lakish is clear that he has this dichotomy. He can't back out, even though it's not fully effective until later. And Rish Lakish accepts the dichotomy which the Rish presented is clear. But the Chiddush of the Kilos Yaakov is that even though Rabbi Yochanan was first going to deny this dichotomy, but in reality he accepts it. Not in that case, Rabosa. Not in the case of he gives the wife a ring, effective 30 days hence. There Rabbi Yochanan considers it to be Biba V'Alma, not even considered a nice at all, and therefore you can back out. But there can be a case where it is considered to be in the category of a mice. What's an example? What's an example? Again, I'm not going to give every single example, but the final example I want to give you. We have a klara b'osai that ain't of the mach the dover shalom bo lo. Ever know that klara? Famous klara. I hope to a man. The chachamim he talks in ain't of the mach the dover shalom bo lo. Okay. I'm sorry. What's it mean? I want to sell you the apples which will grow on the tree next July here in New York State. Right now the tree is completely barren. Completely barren. I'll sell you the Peiros Deco, the apples which will grow in July. Right? There's nothing there. I'm selling you a Dova Shalom Bolo. We pass from Halacha, but it's ineffective. It's ineffective. Rabbi Meir says, Rav Meir says, no, it is effective. It is effective. I can tell you now, in October, next May, apple crop on my tree. Okay? That's what Rav Meir says. In that context, mother the following case. Mother the case where a person writes like this. I want to tell you, not literally, it's not in the world, but it's not mine yet. It's also labeled Dava Shalom Bala. For example, there's a house in Riverdale. Ooh, a gorgeous house. I have my eye on that house. I'm a real estate dealer. I want to buy this house. It costs $1 million. Okay. But maybe I'll be able to raise the money. And I tell you like this. Science. That house, when I buy it, at the moment that I buy it, it should be sold to you. Okay, I'll tell you $1.1 million. I'll make a clean $100,000 just to buy a house and turn it over immediately. I want to make a deal. I'll sell you the house when I buy it, it's yours. Halakha l'maisa, divorce, betalim, betalim, l'ashrim, l'okayom. Why? That house is called the Dava Shalom Bola Olam. I mean, Lavo, it's right there, it's beautiful. It's Bola Olam, but does not belong to me. The first in the Gemara. Well, it's not mine, it's labeled as a Dava Shalom Bola Olam as well. But if one accepts Rav Meir, other Makta Dava Shalom Bola Olam, so presumably I can sell you the house you haven't even bought yet. Says the Gemara. Hakosif sadazu l'ksheke l'shkishekachena tehek tibiyo l'cha. From the Gemara within a word, me'achshav. Me'achshav means. It's going to be one of our main themes when we get to the seventh parak. Is me'achshav. What does me'achshav mean? Noob, give me one word translation. Retroactive, right? I can select it. I'm selling you my pen on the condition that it rains tomorrow. Kim Yer Dikshalom Levacha. Or I could say, Harei Eid Zeh Mokha Lecha Me'atcha Kim Yer Dikshalom Levacha. But if it rains tomorrow, the pen is sold to you retroactively from right now. But the Gemara goes in the case about the house that I have in Riverdale, so I want to sell you, I say I'm selling to you, like a mayor, I'm selling you the house, may I have shown, as if I'll buy it at the end. So the Rajbeth and Kedushin Kamakim, but what kind of may I have shown? They asked me, I have the pen. I could have easily told you the pen from now. They tried to make it conditional, but I say, look, I want it to be retroactive. But selling the house retroactive to now, I don't know that. What kind of marriage guy? What kind of son is this? What's going on? So the Rajva says, the dilution of Sama Gimel, what kind of Mayaksha? What's he talking about? This is follows. Quoting the Ramban like this. Vadai HaMekach Lo Kal Mayaksha. Now, you can't be Kal now. I don't own the house yet. Right? Today was Kodesh Kedushin. I say, look, today was Kodesh Kedushin. The house in Riverdale, if when I buy it, it should be yours from Kodesh Kedushin. It's absurd, because I don't own the house from Kodesh Kedushin. And therefore, he says, if Nikra Ashtar HaMekach Botom, if I sell you a house, here's the document of sale, and the document gets ripped up tomorrow, and I don't acquire the house until 3 weeks from now, so the sale is null and void, because before it ever was affected, this document was burned or ripped up. Forget it. So what does Me'akshav do? Listen carefully. That was the Mahani Me'akshav. The Inyan, listen carefully, please. Shelo Yuchal Lachzorbo. You can no longer back out. In other words, quote me made. If I said the house, beautiful house, as of when I buy it is yours, so I can back out from the deal until I buy it, because it's all future tense. If I say the house on the hill, the beautiful house in Riverdale, as of when I buy it, it's yours retroactively, although it's not really yours retroactively, it's not mine, so it's level to hold on, but I can't back out. And he compares it to Rish Lakish is in, Lo Asa Dibur, or Mavato, Maisa, what he calls a Maisa. When he opened the argument of Rish Lakish, in the case of giving a ring, which is effective for 30 days, he considered to be only Dibur, but he would concede this kind of a case where the continuous Mechal yet, you can no longer back out. But what's the type of trying to prove from here? Well, it could be a case where although you can, the continuous is not complete yet, still you will forfeit the ability to back out, to retract. Why is that so? Because in conscious distinction to the average continuous in the Afashloshim, where we say Al Pialoka, it's only Dibur, and even now it's the Chalot postponed a month, even what we call the Mice postponed a month, if you add the word Me'akshav, what does that achieve? As we consider the Mice to be from right now, and the Chalot to be later, that's exactly Rish Lakish. Now you're after 30 days, Rish Lakish has an argument for Rabbi Yochanan, as the Mice is now, and the Chalot is after 30 days. This is what we find in the Rashma and Kiddushin on our Sama Gimel. This being the case, we can say this as well. A man gives an ever to Shtar Shichur. Right? Gives it to somebody on behalf of the ever. He gives it to somebody on behalf of the ever. So we could argue that once he gives this piece of paper to somebody on behalf of the ever, so we say that although it wasn't Chal yet, not Chal until it gets to the Eved's hands proper, but from this moment and on, right away, it's considered to be what we call in our language a Maiseh Shichur. The Chalos Shichur is only effective when the Shtar Shichur gets to the hands of the Eved, but the Maiseh Shichur is immediate, and therefore it's considered Maiseh Alimta, and therefore I can no longer back out. I'm sorry? Even though there's no Me'akshav, you'll ask why. How does it work? There's no Me'akshav. So the answer is, they're giving a piece of paper. They're actually doing something. They're giving a piece of paper. Now, that's considered to be a mic. I'll give you the language of it. Listen carefully. When you take your speech of Ishtar Shifrur, Eino Ela Zuchias Niyar Haget Lo Eben. Right? Suvene yochal arav lachtebo. Achapizel of kala shichur adayin. The koheta dike mesir esavar hanitne. En yochal lachtebo. Mashmol pashne gemara. And it was more in Dorn. And that's what says. This is very much shak. That the writ holds that the nice the kinyan is immediate. That the chalos kinyan is later on. As opposed to the typical document list from this kala after 30 days. They're neither after yet. Not the deeper, not the chalos, not even the mice. But the only considered to be deeper for the Yochanan. But over here, in this particular case, we consider it as if the mice is already complete. As the case, we have to put the case of the Akshav. So too, we have the case we gave the Shtar Shifra over to the person we thought for the Evet. The mice is already done. You no longer back out. Even though it's not effective yet. So we create a new construct that there was a stifler. But others even before him and after him say the same idea. That it could be a situation in which you can no longer back out, even though it's not actually effective yet. How do you do this in Lumbus? It's a Lumbus? Because in Lumbus, it may not be a halos to prevent your backing out. Even a mice to prevent your backing out. You can back out within 30 days before the open. That's not, even a mice didn't happen yet. So the whole purpose over here of this situation which we were discussing, the rift case, is you're creating a maisa shikhr. Once the maisa shikhr is there, you don't know if halal shikhr yet, still you can no longer back out. Yes.
There's so many ways to explain it, but not worth why you should never let you be able to back out, but why should you only be working?
Okay, well, very good. I'm discussing now an issue within the Rif Shita, which is, I should say, transcends the specifics and the details of where the whole of this is located to be. This is a general point of fascination, which the Rif created a case. You name it. Pick your verb. But the case exists in Shas, he says, look at my pain, where although the Baal Eved can no longer back out, nonetheless, Eved is Amishukri Yad Avili. My Akhtimina is different. Matter of time. What's the difference? You know the difference? The Eved drops dead before the Eved got the Shtar Shichur. So although the other can't back out, but he can die. Because the ticket for life for us. So if the Adam died before the hit, you would learn the simple shot against the rift. At the moment, the Kabbalah or the tank is Phoenica, gets a hold of the hand of the Shtar Shifra. So you say immediately the Adam is Shifra the Gamre. If the Adam dies a minute later, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. If you're going to say, what we're saying now, that the Chalos Shifra is not yet, because it's not in his hand yet. All that happened is we call a Maisa Shifra. The Maisa Shifra prevents me from backing out. But if the other can no longer back out, if the other should drop dead before the paper reaches the other hand, he's not Mishukhar. Not. That's Shita Tarif with the alumnus of the disciple. Yes, Ali.
I don't understand the difference between the Masirat Star and the Masirat Kabbalah.
No, good question. Ooh, good question. Let's say, just like giving the star, we're saying it's considered to be in the category of a mice opinion, so too, the Mishlokish is right. The man gives his wife a ring, let's use that as a mice, and if it's a mice, then Mishlokish is right. Lo also dibur about the mice, or we put the psak. We consider the tabas to be only a dibur, and if you can back out, although a deed actually took place, when it comes to a star, so we can say the exact same thing as an actual place. But he says, we are my kind of people. That's your question. Good question. Good question. Good answer? That's a good question. That's a good question. Why do we consider the giving over the document to be a maisa and the giving over the ring to only be considered a dibur? That's a good question. Perhaps we can give the following answer. I want to give the disciples another answer over here. Normally, it's considered a maisa if you give over the dover ha-nikna. If I want to sell you a pen, I put the pen in your hand, and I say, Avram, you be calling the pen now, it's effective after 30 days, that's considered to be a maisa. As opposed to giving a woman a ring, that's just me, I'm not giving her what the dover ha-nikna is her. Oh. The question in the comments is, what should star be most similar to? Should star be most similar to giving a woman a ring as opposed to giving a sign of my pen? That's the question we phrase, right? He quotes over here from a Rambo. Rambo writes in Koshe Mishpat, Simin, Reish Tet, Sid Zalim. He passed the halakha, but Mocha Dava Shalom Balola, although it's not effective. He asked the rabbi, he's calling out, he'll say no, it wasn't calling out. But he's Tophat Lo Mafki. But the first to whom I told, a Dava Shalom Balola, grabbed the apple, but it starts to blossom in April, he grabbed the apple off the tree, so Lo Mafki. That's first glance, only referring to the apple itself. And he quotes it, the rabbi says, no. The head of the cost of the Masalo Hashtar, Kiman, the Tophis, Dov, he quotes it from the earlier sources, as well. He's giving all the star, so the star is representative of that which is written in it. So we're going to consider the giving over of the star on the part of the Moker to the Koner, to the equivalent of giving a pen, or giving a tie, or a watch for Moker to Koner. We should consider a mice now, and a kalos later. So you need kalos only with respect to star. So a star embodies the object which is described, which is ultimately going to be sold. However, when it comes to giving a woman a ring, you don't say the ring embodies the woman. On the contrary, something backwards. It's giving the ring to her to give Koner. Not back there, for it's a whole different approach. That's what I think the disciple means here in the Simon, you date and accept the gift. So it's a chiddush, that's what he's conveying to my mom.
Again,
that's not
quite
a chiddush
in that case. If it was most of the stars, then what was he being pushed?
By being most of the star, says the Ramah, as the Sabbath explains it, the Ramah says, Motala Star command the toughest stuff, which means now you gave the star over to the Lokeach, they go to Bezit, and the Mocha says it's Ava the Makazova Shalom Boliolum, and Lokeach counts but he gave me the star, Lokeach wins. I'll tell you what happened. So, well, I don't know how familiar you are. I give you a star on it. You win. A star sort of considers like the embodiment of the half she described.
So we say that the thing would be the same if you use a star kedusha.
I don't know about that. I would tend to disagree. Because when it comes to kedushin, as we learned by Rishon, we learned kedushin 3 years ago, kedushin is kesef kinyan, not kesef piron. You don't acquire a wife in the sense that, you know, you acquire a field. That's how we probably had last year with the field. What's it wrong with the kesef? I don't know. Last year, huh? Good year, last year. The whole thing with the we were attacked by the... No, the acquisition nature of marriage, you remember that? Last year, at the very beginning of last year, that's right. So they claim that the rabbis maintain that if you marry a woman, they can buy a cow. That's what they said. And as much as we try to deny that, they don't believe it. So we were a hit in the media. But okay, but since we're talking about the pride amongst ourselves, I'll tell you, read it again. And even if you use a star condition, you're not acquiring a woman, you acquire a house. And therefore, I don't necessarily agree with what you said. Get the time.
How does this relate to a
bunch of other problems? Oh, you're getting becoming attraction, sir. So we get that today, but you gotta move. I must discuss today. I hate this. We must discuss today two things. Cause of the problem, and the cause of the problem. I have to get into this. This is very important. But just give me a chance. I'll try to put more quickly. I have to get to it. I have to. A little bit. Not exactly the same. Not the same. I just want to bring it to your attention. It's a very interesting presentation. You have more riots and more examples. So let's put that aside and get right to the topic over here on Tamil Gimel on the page. Okay, now we're getting off the same screen topic and exactly to go to your topic. Thank you for giving me the impetus to move. Omar Rav. Ain a isha osa shliach a kabel a gita vi a shliach bailo. Okay? It's not found here for the first time, so look on the side. See it on the cross island as well. That's important. Rabbi Chanin Omar, isha osa shliach a kabel a gita vi a shliach bailo. My focus with the Rav Rabbi Chanin. My time with the Rav proves two reasons. He brought his name of a shun bizoyen the Baal. What does it mean bizoyen the Baal? Rashi explains, Kosovar Kalosi B.A.N.L. So said nothing in her eyes. She ain't even Kabloso Ba'atma. She said, I'm such a nothing. She's not going to bother attempting to get to me. Ilu ki avdo le kamo miyara baal, and Hashash Mizoyan the Hoyada the Lokit Kok, in other words, buys the husband himself, his wife a gift, and he gives to the Shliach, obviously by giving to the Shliach himself, he's registering his lack of potato. So let's say the baal makes what? Mr. Shliach Lola. What's the example? The baal will make Chayim, Mr. Shliach Lola. And the woman will make Adi, Mr. Shliach Lekabola. And then Chayim gets to get to Adi. No good. Why? Because the baal is mightily insulted. Husband and his woman. I make Chayim a reputable gentleman, a shliach, to give it to her directly in her hand, and she's not even deigned to meet Chayim. She'll send Adi in her stead. Set. Sitting in my face. So therefore, I'm makbid, and the baal is very sensitive, and he doesn't want to get to go through under such circumstances. Yes.
Excuse me, thank you, Mr. Shliach, you're more makbid. Why
do
you care?
Well, he did it.
Why do you care about
the
language?
Oh, that means that the get was not given over in the way in which he commanded the shliach to do it. But in fact, the shliach is not fulfilling the shliach. That's what it really means. That's what it means. But the shliach does not want the get to be given over in a way which causes him embarrassment. The fact that his wife won't even bother to go pick up the guest from Chaim, she sends Ozzy guy to go pick it up from Chaim, he shows that she's spit in his face. And he doesn't want to be spit in the face in those conditions. He never made Chaim into a shliach to carry out in his fashion. That's what he's doing on the ground. And you say it's crazy, I'm crazy to you. Let me tell you, in the real world, there are Baal and there are husbands who are crazier than this. I'm not kidding. I can tell you stories which would freak out. Husband will give a get only in this town, only in this house, only in this shul. He will give it in this shul, won't give it in that shul. He'll go only here, only over there. It's a desire for me to go into that shul. I'll only give it to this shul. You can feel, I won't give it to the conservative shul. That's one of the exceptions where I tell a servant, go in, I'm against you, I'm going to the conservative shul. And you can be Matir and Aguna. I think that they say once that they, I think it was one of the people who said, "Be matter, I'm good, go to the church." Be matter, like, you know, there's certain, they're so important, and you have to pull out all stops. So there are crazy husbands who say, "I only give the shul, only if you come to, I'm a conservative Jew, if you come to the conservative synagogue, there I'm authorized to get. I'm not going to go to the Orthodox. Does that make any sense?" Nuts. He's lying in the ballot. He's insulted. He's a conservative Jew. He's insulted. Have to go to the Orthodox synagogue. And the big Dole Ador gave heterim to many of the organizations called Kayama. Kayama is an organization that tries to get gifts from mostly non-observant people that only do that kind of resistance. Not the kind of resistance that we have in the Orthodox community, you know. But the kind that, hey, this isn't going to be bothered with it. They gave him a head to go to they put out an organ to a magazine every once in a while. Almost every single edition. On the front page, they have a picture of a conservative rabbi or some rabbi. If I was doing that to my shul, they'd hang me up. Why are you giving recognition to the conservative? But they have a head to first because they're doing it for the purpose of procuring the gift and possibly saving mamzerim or saving agunah, saving adultery. So everything has a price. So I'll just give you an example. Pay to the baal. We'll only do it in a conservative. Well, it could be rabbi. I've heard rabbi baal. We'll only do it if you come to him. He won't cross the street. He'll only do it in Jersey, not in Manhattan. Is Manhattan every single day to work? He's not. Only come to Jersey. Go over to Michigan, Michigan. So lucky to get the gas and look at the Chicago. So these kinds of
things. Can he make the condition from the staff? In other words, if he doesn't make it,
he didn't make the condition.
Right.
But we're afraid that when he finds out, Chaim will report back to the boss. You gave the gift to my wife. Well, I'll tell you the truth, and honestly, I cannot tell a lie. The wife didn't come. She reported to Rabbi Krohn to be her agent. Rabbi Krohn? What? I'm insulted, and I claim I never would have given the gift at this condition, and I have a whole tumult whether the gift is good or no good. No, my friend. He's not saying I'm about to live now. He's saying under such conditions I never intended the shliach to transpire. You don't have to say it,
right? not the main solution that then, like, in every sentence,
you are talking in lumbus. In lumbus, you're right. Shtiffa Kabbalah is like our own hand. 100% correct. He's talking psychology. Say, I'm now embarrassed. I would have felt, look, the woman was mad at me for 10 years. The least courage she can have is to come pick up the get. I would say, idiot, you didn't give a get either. You're the fucking shit. Well, I'm a busy man. She loves nothing. She never made a penny. I worked so hard for her. She looted all my cash. She stole from me. She's done it out of cook. She went crazy. So there's a design about it. It's going to be a possibility.
Huh? He never said, I'm not
rich. No. You're right. If it was something that was completely capricious and arbitrary, no basis in fact, he said, let's say the man, we'll see later on. You want to see me? We had it a little bit. The guy said, give the get, but it won't be effective. But don't give it to him all year. That's there. This side of the street. That's got to get miles like that. That's my point. Yeah, he said. Because if he doesn't say it, it's ludicrous to assume that he insists that the get be given on this corner and on that corner. There's no basis for deciding which corner to give it. But there is an objective foundation for the assumption that a person wants that the get be delivered directly to his wife. That he should have the affront, she's about picking it up. Maybe he doesn't want the affront of someone else getting involved in the case. So another person to know about it. Whatever. It's an objective capeda which can be sustained logically, although you and I might think it's nuts, but it rises to the level that we're afraid of this consideration. Thank you. So let me add you, okay? You're using an expression. I use a counter expression. Every expression in halacha has a counter. What's the counter expression of Rav Shabbalei? Who knows? Rishon could coin the phrase. Will anyone ever say that Rav Shabbalei? No? Rishon counters. It's actually a little bit of Gemokin Kedushin. They call it Rav Shabbalevo Velev Kolodah. That phrase is not found in Shas, it's found in Rishon. And then apparently, according to the opinion of Rav, according to the first Lashon, is considered Norma Shibuliva Valekalada. Everyone knows that there are people who are paid to give it to his wife directly, not to the Shibuliva. Read one more time. One more time to Rashi. Rashi Kabdalad. Well, Rashi Kabdalad? See Rashi here first, and Rashi Kabdalad. But Rashi had learned the Baal, the son of Kalosi Benesh, and the Kablos of Rashi, and he was the other of the Kabbalah. Okay, fine. What's Kabdalad?
He said that
he would have
demanded
it. Let's read Kabdalad. Let's read the last second time here. He never made a mistake in Tush Nigger. He said he was for the wife. Now you're saying it's crazy, what's the difference? But apparently, according to this opinion, it's enough of a consideration. It's the Bible of the Ed not just a capricious thing that you made about it in the table star later on. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on psychology. This is it. Right. The next thing is, well, it's a little more lovely. What's the second reason? For a tema, Shukhatseira Habali Achamikan. What does that mean? Rashi. The Akasha goes to Mahabal Haget the Chotash of Achavim. Okay? A man put a get in, we'll call it, Ruvain Field. Look at it. Then what happens? She, Kana, buys the field from Ruvain. Can also. What do you say? That's good? Anyone in this room say that's a good get? What do you say? Why not? What's missing? Nothing. Not missing a Kenyan. She acquires the get now by acquiring the field. She acquires the get. But what's missing? The Ulam Gita Hava Devina Vinasan Biyada Obachatera. It's our boy Biyada. Later on in the 8th parable. וזה, בשעה שנתן לו, שנתן, לא היה אחת השבב, לא כרובן. That's obvious. That is called Chatzera Habo'olah Li'ach HaMikah. When she acquired the Chatzera effort in the scene. That's obviously no good with the Oraita. Yes, sir.
You know what
I'm saying?
That this is changing
the Chatzera to Chatzera. Explain.
That there
were some types of machine on behalf of the bride of the ball, and afterwards she was the bus to get through the time on the
floor. That's
when that's when the Well, I'll answer on a superficial level. Mechiris kinyanim don't require a mice and a sina.
What about
the Kedushin?
How about
the Kedushin? A good question. Does Kedushin require mice and a sina? I don't know. There's a double machloket. Some say only by get, to nothing be other. Kiddushin never requires an Athena. Others say, star kiddushin requires an Athena, because star is much more comparable to a get. But kesef kiddushin does not require an Athena. And even a very small minority view, which means that even kesef kiddushin requires an Athena. Assume that view is rejected, so then you're probably, nothing the other. Oh, well, one of the most famous principles of Kiddushin is, come on, have a note. Makesh Avaya Liyatiya. V'yotza Mibeso V'holso V'hoyso Lishacher V'yotza V'hoyso Avaya Liyatiya. And it's a question how far you go with this Hekesh of juxtaposing condition with this with Gerishin. That's two or three opinions. Let me go on. I'm getting too far afield here. Right. That's clear. That's something that's right. Now the Rashi continues. The Gazrinon Shleikabo Shliach Ha'isha Miyad Shliach Baila. Why? Shem the Dami Laha Shekoda Habal Umisoro Liyad Shliach Viachakak Otsa Hi Shliach Lekablo Va'osu Nami Lemema Chotzer Havi Shliach Habal Ukishek Naoso Hi Nates Hachotzer Atmo Shluko. You know, the chotzer, in some cases, is mitam shlichus. But people will say, look, if the man can make a shliach lalach, and she can make a shliach lekabalah, so too it can work when the man puts the get in her chotzer, and then she acquires it. They'll make a mistake. But you will make a mistake. I don't think any of this room will make a mistake. But if you're a little bit too sophisticated to make a mistake. But people can make a mistake. My bein out to the Gemara. I said, Ike Benayu, the Kodma E. Vishad. Okay, only if he made the shliach first, and then she makes the shliach, then it's comparable to he put it into a chutz, and then she brought the chutz there. That's part of chatting about. Who says sakar? So? Tosis? Yeah, really? The Kod Me'i V'Shavah Shliach Me'ekar Have a Mutz or the name of the Ika Be'nayo. No, so this is a different opinion. Hekat Lo Kofit Ba'al, we don't forsake it on Makrit, but the flip side. No, Sagos Maimini holds for care. Sagos Maimini is exactly the opposite of Rashi. He said, Ma'i Be'nayo, Ika Be'nayo, what? The Kod Me'i V'Shavah Shliach, but exactly the opposite of Rashi. How so? How so? A tzeh that is no bizarre is no bizarre. Why no bizarre? And how do you understand this? I go smiling. The only way I can understand it is not only Rabbi Osai. Not,
He knew
about it, right. That's how he had, I'm adding to the words. And he knew about it, and you still have to, she appointed the shliach like a mother, you still appointed the shliach like a mother. Obviously, there's no bizarre for you. Now, those words are not found in the fashion of the Gemara, that he knew about it, that she had appointed it previously. That's the only way I can understand how I go smiling. What about the other half? Yeah, people make such gross errors, big mistakes. They'll confuse a shliach case with chotzer ball the achamikan, even if the order is reversed. They can still make a mistake. They don't get it straight. So, okay, I don't spend too much time. I just wanted to tell you how it seems to be exactly from one extreme to the other. Okay, there's a shiloh. How do we pass it la halacha of the shiloh? That's a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. Today, had a pass in the Machlokas Amoraim. Are we worried about it? This whole problem of Yisus Shliach or not? Notice the little gimel. The gimel is by Rabbi Chanina, who says Yisus also Shliach Kabbal Agita Miyash Shliach Vayel. Because if you only follow the Ein Mishpat, get the impression that it's okay. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, this Aleph, that is the very beginning of a very lengthy Siman. Kuf Mem Aleph, the lengthiest Siman I think in the whole, I don't know, maybe one of the lengthiest Simans. All about Shlicha. Kuf Mem Aleph has a total of 69 Sittim. Hey, that's a lot. But this is Sif Aleph. First one, start off. Isha Yechol Aranza Shlicha Kabbal Gita Miyad Shlicha Baila. Boom. Okay, so the Mechaber says, yes, the yes amen, she'ein ha'ishi yachol olat ha'shliach, the kalam ha'shliach by the 2 days. That's a machlokas had a pasna, machlokas back to machlokas harishonim. That's a machlokas harishonim had a paskin, and this machlokas ha'amoroi. Which reason is given by this? Mechaber doesn't give any reason. Right? To be nachkamina, no reason. So the base rule on the side of the classical commentary goes through all the possibilities. There are 2 reasons. Either be Zayin HaBaal, it's a chashash of the Horaisa. Right? And Tam Sheni, Hatel Rach Mikan, that's only a chashash, Dirabonon. My Nafkamina, Nafkamina is about the Makwa before, that's one Nafkamina. And if you want the Nafkamina, he doesn't explain the Maita, which opinion did the Makaber intend to accept when he quoted his Qumran. He doesn't say. So I guess it's worried about both reasons. Okay, let's go to Father Shahar of the Kitter, to the Kupa Mount, the opening sip out, yes, time.
Because people make mistakes.
Any case which could be confused with that is Xera the Rabbon. It's all one big Xera. That's how far you go with Xera. It's Rashi and Agos Maimon. Right. It's all one big Xera. No Xera. No. That's a sure number. Okay? So there are other intricacies over here as far as this is concerned. I want to get down to perhaps the more significant part of the sugya, which is here enough time. I'll give it another day. Let's see it together. What's the following story? How Gavra the Shadow of Gita the Dvitzer, although Shlita Ashkaka found a wife, she asked of a Kalisha, pretty needing double. Oh my Lord, here's a Gita. Unbelievable. You think it's pretty momentous moment in her life? Yeah. It's a sponge cake. Forget about it. I'm not going to get involved with it. Amalei, Levi Biyotza. To your thoughts. Let me go for Levi. Levi Biyotza. Rashi explained, Tehei Atosh, Luchi LeKabal. I'm too lazy to get my hands out of the dough. You, who are the Shliach LeLofa, should also become a Shliach LeKabal. Put on 2 hats. Two hats? I'm Rav Nachman in the East, I'll be Rabbi Chanina. Avdi Ba'uvda. If I do Rabbi Chanina, we're right, I'll say it's okay. I'm like, Rav, what are you kidding? Avdi Ba'uvda? To lo chazra shlichus eitzel ha'ba'am. This is an important question. What does it mean? Lo chazra shlichus ha'ba'am. Rashi says, shliach, shechazar v'nasa shliach l'mishin ishtaleach lo nitak. Mishlicho Parishan, Achlo Hoyalo Shot, Lachet Oshlucho, Shoko, the Lomar of Tizi Shlichuska, Mishlicho Sheena Ruya Lachel Hagin, Eina Shlichu. Very interesting, Rashi. What does it mean? To say it plain English, Rashi doesn't say this. Pasha doesn't mean you can't represent the two opposite sides at the same time. You can't be. It's impossible. You have to be on one side or the other. You can't be the husband's shliach and the wife's shliach at exactly the same time. Who are you? You can't be two people. You can't have a mixed identity. Who are you? Are you his shliach or something? You have to have a clear breaking point. There's no clear breaking point over here. But pashtus, that's why it's no good. At least the Gemara thinks it's no good. It's possibly no good. But the Gemara says over here at the end, oh, this is Yashir Vadova, we're not so sure. What do you want to say? Mistaklo Didana. And therefore, the letter. We're not sure about the Gemara. We're not sure because the Shlicha is a balance of Ezaake or not. There's no answer to this question. That's over here on top of Gimel and Mezbeis. Dagan Chav Dal Reb Aleph, he was quite emphatic that there is a problem of Lokoz or Shlichus Eitel Abal. So I left to an unresolved question, absolutely resolved, that it's no good. That it's no good. The problem. So the Raja at the problem. It's a big problem. But let me, before we get to the problem, it's even a more fundamental question. A more fundamental question. This then of the chaz v'shlichus etal abal, what does it really mean to say? And what would seem to be quite an obvious shortcoming in this kind of a case where a person is appointed the shlich of the husband and is the shlich of the wife, what seems to be the most obvious glaring deficiency here? Come on. What's missing with Hashem? Come on, say, huh? The Sina. Where's the Nesina? Where is the Nesina? Oh, you're making a joke. The other said, when she puts it in her right hand and gives it to her left hand. That's called a Nesina. So how do you have this at first glance? There's nothing even to talk about. What do you say? Is it the Gita of Agave Karka?
The
case was
put in the bus there.
That's much better.
There's no actual... At that point where she was here fired, she just paid for the buzzer.
Which case are you talking about now?
If you put the
Ruben Kotter off
his friend's buzzer.
It's talking no good. That's Kotter off that. It's no good, but all right.
No, it's okay.
You get that what I'm going to say. That's an ace parent. Yes, you would
not?
Just imagine. Correct. That's the happening. Maybe it should be good. Do it as a straight. We should say like this. This guy is representing true. He can't represent two people at the same time. That's a given. But now it's exactly 2 o'clock. So you say, at 2 o'clock, at that split second, you want to make it dramatic. They'll pick it from his right hand and put it to his left hand. But you have to do that. You have to be folded in your pocket. At 2 o'clock, I hereby declare that as the clock strikes 2, I'm converting from the shliach of the Baal to the shliach of the Isha. And one might have thought that that itself is sufficient to be considered a mitzvah nesina. There's nothing happening physically at all. Zero. Doesn't make a difference. There's no need for a physical nesina. Yes.
There's
nothing
in the kind of
shliach of the Baal. That's a discussion of sugya. But the chaz of shlichus or lo chaz, but they had the question, there's a much more basic problem. It's missing in the scene. There's nothing happened over here. So I asked you to see a toy situation. I think it's a few lines, not I and Zion and Mazay. There's a reason to see that because they were discussing just the question of how much of an Athena is really required. And you'd be surprised how little you get away with it. It's unbelievable. Toys suggest an I and Zion and Mazay. What's the case over here? The case is that the woman is going to acquire the man's property. No complicated story. Why? The kevan shaget bo mershus habal lirshusa havi ki'ilu nisanola. He did nothing. The actual acquisition of the property is done through an action of the woman. But since, at that very moment in time, the property changes hands from his property to her property, that might be considered the changing of the guard, if you will. The changing of the reshus from him to her, even though it's effectuated by an action by the woman, makes no difference, the Gemara suggests. And we'll see the Gemara's kernel later. Get to Ayin Zayin. But it's arguable as considered to be a sufficient nesina. But nesina means that you enable the woman to receive the guest. That's what's called a nesina. Now, how important? You put out the floor, she can also receive it. No. there she picked it up off the floor. That's no good. But over here, where you enable the woman to receive the get directly, that's considered the equivalent of a nesina, even though the actual deed was done by her, not by him. That's quite remarkable. So therefore, what could have said that the man is a shliach la'olam at 2 p.m., he converts, and he makes a public announcement, I'm not here, shliach la'kabbalah, that conversion itself from shliach ha'bal, shliach ha'isha, would be considered enough of a nesina to overcome the problem of shigitach me'agavei karka.
Oh. Well, an example of this. When is it that he's making permanently available to the wife who walks into our house?
No. He doesn't know anything. He makes a mental note. I hereby declare my faith to aid it. This is what I say. But right now, I was shliach ha'bal, I now become a shliach ha'isha. Might as well touch it too. But, nothing was really done. That's a chiddush gadol. As a matter of fact, the Torah is given, addresses this also at the very beginning of Kuf Mem Aleph. Again, it's a very long story. The first Torah is given, it's a good paper, I told you to have Torah is given. He discusses this at the very beginning of Kuf Mem Aleph. This is what he says. Oh. Here we go. Listen carefully, please. He's learning Pshat. He calls, as always, all classical Mepharshim quote their predecessors. So over here, the Sefer Beis Shmuel, the classical Sefer on the Ebenezer, says as follows. What did it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Listen carefully. If Arma l'shliach habal, you get that pikod on esbukhov. Osha Arma lo, haratos shliach l'kablo. Haraisu sopik v'guresh. I was with you. Ashi yagi aget liyodam. Sopik v'guresh. Why? Because this is the Magen Mishnah. What's the sopik? Im yoko zeho ish liyos netak mishlichos holoko shemino abal mishlichos kabbalah to isha. Kevan shadayin lo nigmar shlichos abal. You can't accept a second assignment until you finish the first assignment. You should use it in today's terms. You can't accept a second until you finish the first. Okay? That's what it means. Lo chaz mishlichos etal abal. That's what he says. This is the Beis Shmuel, Kutam Aleph, out. What does that mean? That's the Torah given like this. This is what it really means. Kishem she'ein or isha yechol olatos et ha'bal atmo shaget biyodo v'shliach kabbalah. You can't make the husband do shliach kabbalah. Why? Because you have to give it to somebody else. You can't give from right hand to left hand. But the husband is, you can't make the husband into a shliach kabbalah. Why? Mitam et avinah she'isha tekabal miyad baila. Vimtaz et ha'bal shliach kabbalah. Shibimokam isha kem yiman yikabel. Hare lo yikabal miyad baal. You can't have with two hats at once. So therefore, it's here too. Shliach lo lopa shalo, kevin shu kebal atmo, eino yachol ala atos lo shliach lo kabal shalo, shemim kol mo. Shliach lo kebal mamashu. Ubi ina shiyata shlichu, so the hainu, listen carefully. She had no same. Vod yugmar shlichu, so kodem shiyata lachem. Tahaynu shiyam v'lokam v'isha. Ki le'olam yiyefshu she'echad v'lokam ba'al v'isha b'yachad. She you are no saint who are makabah. Can't be. And don't they put it out on the floor and then pick it up? That's l'gitam v'agav v'karg. What's the Gemara stuff? Maybe got the Pesach of the Shad. Why should it even be good? Should the Echser Loma, the Dovik Tzad, the Getba, the Rishutol, the Rishutol, and the Kota Tosis, the Nafayin, that I quoted you. A little bit similar to that, but really it's not no good. Why? Because you can't wear two hats at once. It's impossible for one person to represent two different people. Can't be. That's what Rashi said. Is that what Rashi said?
That's the old one. That's not the new one that we make about this. Is that what Rashi said? Once that, you can't go back and let that person.
So there was far as the Sita, so we perhaps they overcome it by saying you change titles from his to hers, that's considered to be an effect of the Sita. But you can't, let both have the one time. You can't split in the middle of nowhere. So therefore, we say it's no good. It's no good. Yeah. Oh, the Rashash. You know, I was not today, but since he quoted, let's take a look at the Rashash. Interesting phraseology. The Rashash are not cropped out. Give it a look, please. Give it a look. Yes, right about Kasha. He must have taught them how to shit with Kabbalah. The Koral of Lekker Hokan is Sina. What is Sina? The Lomar, the whole of the Mishapetet, Mishliach Lo, Lom, Mishliach Lo, Kabbalah, Hava, Ki'ilu, Mazak, Shliach, Moloka, Mishliach Kabbalah. How do you like that? That might be considered the equivalent of where one person gave it to another, because she changed hat, changed title, from Shliach Lo Lava to Shliach L'Kabbalah. That's what he says. That's what he says. That's what he says. Take a look at the next Rashash. Halakha the shikha to a valuable Rashi person. Okay? We'll answer for it. They're pushing. The Eino Yechol Olas is a Baal Gufe Shliach Kabbalah. Remember, just word for word we saw it given, right? Word for word. Can't make a Baal Shliach Kabbalah. Ubedola Mizu Armin and Liel. The Eben Yechol Kabbalah gets the Kaveh Miyad Rabo Shalom. Kamish and not the Shliach HaBaal, Kavit Kemo, the Shlucho Shalom and Kemo, so, the Zesh Omar, for the cause of Shlichos and Yizma Kabbalah, Eitzel HaBaal, it's a Lomar, Shuba Atzmo, in the Yoko Lehei, also Shliach the Kabbalah, the Hoko HaRehi Kemo, Kedamoron, the Shida Shliach Lolocha, she can't be considered to be a Shliach the Kabbalah as well, it's impossible. The whole loop shot. Well, I had to work. Well, cause of shlichus, not shlichus halacha, as we said until now, the shlichus of Kabbalah, etel haba. But he himself should be the shlichus of Kabbalah, can't be. And if the shlichus halacha is like him, can't become a shlichus of Kabbalah either. That's what he said. Correct. This is the Rashash, the way he reads it. The Torah gives. All this is fine. I saw the Chazonish phrase it in a similar way. Considering Kuf Dalet, Sif Kof Aleph. I want to give you, telling some of these delicate concepts, the more phraseology you get, you know, they're somewhat different, they really fill out the picture. What he says, this is his language, okay? Listen carefully. He had the ain't had no thing, not the Shaliach, the Zakos, the Shulam, the Kabel. Right? For example, you know this comes up? Let's give a simple case. Give a simple case. Simple case. We had Pesach time, Erev Tav Shulam. Right? Did we have this year? We Pesach and Shulam, no? My rabbi dreamed. Pesach was Thursday, Shulam was Friday, right? Erev Tav Shulam. And the rabbi is required to make an Erev Tav Shulam for the whole city. Because you'll forget. You're familiar with this, huh? Let's say, for example, I'll pick up the box of matzah. Okay, I have in mind to acquire the matzah for the entire community, the egg, or buy the matzah of the egg, and they should be caught. It's not worth a hill of beans. It's worthless. And also, even if Zach gets to somebody else, I have to give it to somebody else other than myself. And the whole discussion is Tuscan. Could you give it to your wife? Could you give it to your children? You know, it's both very serious issues in halacha. Because Mashakat, Mishakat, and Baila, and then Shal, the Sama HaShulchan Aviv. I always make sure not to give it to my family. I give it to the neighbor. So my neighbor, I can hear it, he pick up the matzahs. You'll be Kona, the matzahs for everybody in the neighborhood, for the Erev Tav Shulam. So to a similar vein over here for the Chazanish. Ain't I no thing, not the Shliach, Lizkos, the Shalom HaKabal. Zokim, the Odom, Shalom HaFonim, until I let it out of my hand, give it to somebody else. So therefore too, Hakanami, Ein Azokeh, Yoko, Leo, Shliach, Shalhanothein. It won't work. If he's still on the note, so the note even let it out of his hand. Why? Because the same person who put the game together from his right hand to the left hand. Well, one big person. So if the Baal himself gave the guest from his right hand to his left hand, it's okay, I'm divorcing my wife. It's ridiculous. Was she able to do the same thing? And my son of it is only the scene. It's different, he said. Get to our casino. Utricha Isha Lishamish Bays Koko. Shall know the Mishama Kabel. Vizeh E. Epsher. Vizeh Lo Fush of the scene. Mashandigmar Ashrikos of the Maskla the scene. Havik in the Gita Gavakaka. Okay, in front of the Ritva. The Circle Pearl Chain. Gam Divi Rashi Vitos. What he said. Well, the same line. Everyone more or less tuned in? That's what it said. Good. That's what it said. That is a very big question. How come in our Gemara, the Gemara than that, the Gemara never resolved the issue over here of Lopaz v'shlicha k'etalabal? Where it's back in our club now that the Gemara is emphatic of Lopaz v'shlicha k'etalabal is no good. A spirit to Gemara. Our Gemara is left unresolved, and the Chazalus is left resolved, it's no good. How do you reconcile this obvious thing? I ask the Rashi. That is very important, so we'll read an excerpt of it. The Rashi asks this question. Is the question clear? And our Gemara is a suffix, remains a suffix, whereas the Gemara back in the Chazalus, it's no suffix, it's definitely no good. How do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Is the Rashi says. The call ki I gav them the nasiv la mine lekuli alma puzzle. So the tefilas hashlichos have a lay shliach shelo nita na pazara uvechiha leka mag the poly. In the very first moment you are shliach shelo nita na pazara, everyone agrees it's no good. That's the Gemara in the second paragraph. Everyone agrees it's no good. What's the tuple over here? Here in the sixth parrot. Right. What's over here? Explain. Here's the why. Listen carefully. Timit Kila Tashlichos, Havale Shlichos, Haroila Kretalaba. Dilma, Kavan, Shekain, Afal Pisha, Nathan, a Rotan Atmo, Shliach the Acherim, Ashba Yotmi, the Shlichas Abal, Ain the Kaklo, the Ad Ashab Roy Hoyal Akhre to Abal, who Shlichas Akhozeret Mikri. That's a slur. At the moment he was appointed, it was fine. Well, later on, I accepted the second appointment, namely that of Shliach Nabola. That's when it's no good. Maybe it's just too late to make it no good. Oh, Dilma, came in the Hashtabia, Ena Fazeret, Shlichos Ena Fazeret Mikri. The Gemara never resolved this question. Never resolved. Because the moment that you were appointed, there was no shortcoming of La Fatra. As opposed to the case of the second parak, let's open the, open up the second parak, open up, come down, quickly, come down. Well, it says, "Alchof Dalet and Alef." What's the case? Li Gitzich Megabe Karka. Whoa, hold on. Oh, yeah, here's what's the case. He says to his wife, "Habishliach lo lacha adematis tohasam." From the very first moment that he appoints her, she's conflicted. Right? By the way, in the very beginning of the appointment, what's she being told? She's being told to be a shliach. Lo halacha to be a shliach. Kabbalah. From the very first moment. That's no good for sure. Forget about that. That's no good for sure. That's in the case of Ashkab Da'alam and Alf with the Rashi. Over here on Tzama of Gimel Amid Beit, what's the case? Somewhat of a different case. Let's take a look. No, look inside. What's the case over here? What's the case? Ugarva the Sadala Skidala Dvitu. Also Slicha, right? A regular artist to goodness Shtiachlalaka, right? With no constraint. Now this is opposed to the case of Kabdal, which in the very moment they appointed a Shtiachlalaka, he says we'll give it, conduct yourself a Shtiachlalaka later on, right? Back on the Kabdal, what did he do? Come on, again. What did he do on the Kabdal of Ram? What did he do? He said to her, be a shtiach la'olaka, and when you get there, become a shtiach la'kabbalah. So it's in the very first moment, it's a conflict. That's no good for sure. Over here, no. At the first moment, what happened? What did he do? He makes a regular shtiach la'olaka. Regular normal shtiach la'olaka. It's the case of the Gemara. A normal shtiach la'olaka. Then she finds a leading dough. She says to him, Halef Gitin. So subsequently, she makes the guy into a Shliach Lekabola. You might have thought that's good. With the moment that he took over the Shlichus, it was a valid Shlichus. Later on, maybe you can't rule it. That's distinction number one. That's the Rashi distinction between the Gemara on Samach Gimel and the Gemara on Chavdal. Samach Gimel is better, because at least at the outset, it was a perfectly valid Shlich Leholoch. There's another distinction I'm about saying. What's the other distinction I'm about saying? What is it? As opposed to, read again. What happened on the Chabad? Huh? The woman herself on the Chabad. You could argue a different distinction. Here, at least, you have another guy, an outsider. Maybe the outsider can change hats. And this is changing from halacha to kabbalah, we consider it a nesina, that's a big problem. But here you talk about the woman herself, she's much more serious. One could argue a different distinction between Samach Gimel and Chavdal. The things which I mentioned to you first, that's how the Raj would say that I was out. What's the lumpness behind this? Again, it's a salah. But at the moment that you appoint the person a shliach l'holoch, he's a valid shliach. He's clearly defined at that point in time. No question of identity at that point in time. Later on, when she says to him, listen, become a shliach l'kabbalah, it's arguable at that moment in time something new transpired. And there's something externally new transpired, so you can suddenly at that split second of time, there's enough happening outside to make you change your hat from halacha to kabbalah and consider it to be a valid shliach. As opposed to a case in the very first moment, you're labeled as both. In the very first moment, the label is both. In that of Europe, you're nobody, you're neither here nor there. That's why it would be no good. That's a deeper understanding of what this did is all about. That's what I understand. Okay, is it clear? That's the most logical distinction. Again, the distinction between her and the shliach can also be made, but the Chorus, we don't understand fully why it should be that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The person around the silicon, if they, like, for some reason, they don't want to have to be in the same condition, let's say, so.
It happens all the time. You make shluchim, it's terrible.
So,
I have many gifts, but they don't want to see each other. I hate his guts. Don't come into the room with him, she said. Well, he says. I hate her guts. What do you do? You know what you have to do? Make a shliach. With our show, the whole thing is complicated. They could say they're about so much time. It's like, well, we're in the room for minutes. Don't stay in the room for much more than a minute. What we do when they hate each other is we call in the husband. Say, we take a while, we get his name and her name and the place and this and their father and this. And you authorize the right again. He says, yes. He gives him the ink and the whole ceremony. The man writes the get. We stole her. While it's going on, we will go to the woman who comes in a half an hour later to a different room. We make sure her name is her name. We get the license to make sure that she's registered photo ID. Oh, we find who's doing it. Then, and we make sure that she's about to any more dogs, and then the same thing we got to do with it. Then, for one brief moment, just about so it takes a minute. We put them into the room together. You know, after we've already read the get over once, we've been proofread everything. Okay? We have to please pick out your hands. And he can, you know, hold his nose if he wants, or she can hold her nose if she wants. And, well, she can't hold her nose literally because she has two hands out. But she can take a deep breath, and he puts the get into her hand. The minute that she walks to the get to the side of the room, she puts it under her hand, different thing. And he gets it back to the bed, and she can walk outside the door. That's it, finished, over. It could probably be done in literally a minute. They can only want to be in the room for a minute together. They can save an incredible hassle in logistics and even in halacha. Before they yesh hashana b'midina nowadays, we try very hard. But I must tell you that we often run into resistance. I'm not going to ever be in the room with witch, S.O.B. I'm leaving out the other names, but they really use. But this is what goes on in the real world. So we can't help. I just got a little sidetrack. Yeah, so we'll
They just kind of have time. The way they want to have the get be done is that he'll finish the halacha, and she'll say fine, and he'll just switch to the shaliach kabbalah right away, and I guess agreed. But it's in the outset that that's what there's one mutual person they can agree on, we'll do the whole thing.
Well, that's my, no good. That's a good time, no good. Not even a suffix. Has no good to throw a spot on. But then, in the very first moment, right, the guy was conflicted and wearing two hats. Worse than Al Gemara. In Al Gemara, you point the guy's spot. If you're going to give it to the wife, or give it to her, she'll with her mother. Little do you expect, she's going to turn the table, and the point of all people is this same guy to be able to come out. But there, at least, since his role is defined clearly for the first part of the shtiklus, we can argue at the very moment that she appoints him to the shtiklus kabbalah, boom, that's when it makes the switch. At that point in time, it's something that's clearly defined, something really happened, such as a blur in the middle of nowhere. That we more thought might be acceptable. That's what's called something with regression. But if it came to it, they appointed the same guy for both, it's vada einim with regression. That's how soon as I put before the Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Beis Shmuel explained, that's how he passed to the halacha. That's the reality. That's the truth. Okay. Fine. What happened? We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, I asked you to see the Rambam. I saw it in the first line. Where's the Rambam coming? The first line, Halacha Yud Gimel, no? Open up Perek Vav, get the Rambam. Halacha Yud Gimel. What does it say? Habal Shishalach get the Yishto. Bo Shliach Ditma Lo. Good. Lo Nitalata. Hello, I'm a lot of Sayyidin. Ye Ali get that because of that Sukha. O Shambalo. Hare Ad Shliach Lekabloli. Hare Zubugureshish Nisafek. Ad Shiagia get the Yoda. Umi Shiagia get the Yoda. Tisgaresh Vadai. Oh yeah, it's garish vadai. Why? What's such a vadai about this? What happened when she was appointed as a shliach lekabbalah? Don't we say that once she was appointed as a shliach lekabbalah, she's no longer considered to be a fully qualified shliach lelach of the Baal? So even when the get is ultimately given to the wife, we should argue that the shliach lelach was neutralized, was disqualified, that it became somehow a double agent. That's a typical history trick. What happened over here? He said, let a shliach to give a get to his wife. What'd she say, second case? You're my shliach lekabbalah too. So, the suffix, Al Gemara. But I would have said the suffix forever. Even after the get is given to the wife, it's still the suffix. Maybe the double agent is disqualified as a proper shliach lo'olacha. Rambam says no. From the time that she gets the get in her hand, certainly it's going to be good. Why? How do I know that? It's a matter of the time. That's the kasha over here. Again, the very beginning of the Simon Talk Man Aleph.
The Tamaka Shluko Ushlupa. No, bothering him.
why is it definitely a valid get when the get goes into her hand? But after the principle of what we call nituk, called the Rashi, right? Nituk mishlichus harishon. This is the Rashi of Rashi, right? So what is menutak? What's the law of the shliach of the Baal, then how in the world is going to be a Baal get when she gets to her own hand? Because if the same fellow had been menutak, had been cut off from his role, a shliach of Baal an hour ago, so then it should be a suffix of Guresh not only at that time, it should be a suffix of Guresh even if it gets in the hand of the woman. But the Taz of Tasha and Simon, Kuf Mem Aleph, if Kotan Bey, that's the question. Clearly, you have to say the Rambam argues with Rashi. No, you have to say so. Because Rashi is correct, that's what we call lochaz v'shlichus etzel habal. In this context over here, on that time of gimel of a day, means what? Nitek v'shlichus harishon. Right? Once you're menutah, there should be a suffix, not only when it's in the shliach stand, but even if it's given to the wife stand. Apparently, the Rambam denies this idea of nituk. He never said the word nituk. Rambam didn't give any explanation at all of this thing. He called it in. Again, Abal Shushalak Yat Yishto. This is in the museum. Plus, the athlete of Lona Plot, Amalop is made. Yield he gets it because of Netzacha. Oh, Shama Lo, Hare Ash Shliach Lekabloli. Hare Zuma Guresh is the suffix. Ashagia gets the other. Mishagia gets the other. Kiskarish Mavada. So why is that Mavada? What's so obvious about this? Because the Rashi should be obviously wrong. No? I think it's obviously right. It's obviously wrong. Yes, Karen.
Maybe
Rashi doesn't mean that's the something. Something is the Gemara, which whether that fits also to the upper first. But when, maybe better than the Nathina. But once you get it, you can't argue that she doesn't have it. You can argue that there's no Nathina. I agree with the Nathina. But if we are of the opinion that one part of the Shiloh, that the man... I'll do it graphically. Okay. I'll just do this one last part, a graphic description, just to bring out the point. Okay? I'll be the woman, I'll volunteer. So, Adi, you're the husband, right? Chaim is the shliach, and I'm the woman, okay? So he gives it to Chaim, right? Now Chaim is saying, Chaim, you become a shliach l'kavod. That's not this point in time. At this point, you're trying to tell what it is. What do you want to say? A suffix. Okay. Now, a minute later, kind of to me. I can get ready. I'm leaving myself. I think. Wash my hands. Come back and walk. Okay, now I'll take it. Now it's valid. Why is it valid? Manasha. In other words, they're going to say that when Chaim was appointed by me, the woman, as a shliach l'kabbalah, he was no longer, he can no longer serve in the capacity of shliach l'halacha, as that's Rashi left of Nituk, right? So when he gives it to me 5 minutes later, he's not even no longer a recognized agent. So why is it not in a Guresha? That's a very powerful question, yes.
How much of it?
Gave the man the shliach. 2:29, I said, my hands are still dope. You become my shliach l'kavod. 2:30, I wash my hands and get them from my hand. So you're still not sure anything. When was the get? Was it 2:29 or 2:30? I don't know yet. But he said, either way, it should be definitely good. It's not so simple. It's a good suggestion. This will remind me tomorrow to start with your suggestion. We'll start that right away. And then we'll continue with these inyans. Which tomorrow we're going to do some, I hope to start with the next sugya, the very important sugya, of Asher Shlichus. No.